On today's show, the supplier company Hella shows off new sensor technology, Maruti dominates the light vehicle market in India, and why the 5-liter V8 in the Ford Mustang is one of the best engines you can get. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. You know, we like to keep you up to speed about the global automotive industry, so let's take a look at how the automakers fared in the Indian market last year. Wards Auto reports that car sales totaled 3.7 million light vehicles, which is a gain of nearly 10% compared to the year before. And while passenger cars outsell light trucks by a fairly wide margin, the truck segment is growing at a much faster pace. Indian automaker Maruti, which is a subsidiary of Suzuki, is by far and away the largest car maker in the country. The company sold 1.6 million light vehicles last year, which is over a million more than Hyundai, who is in second. Not surprisingly, two more Indian automakers occupy the top of the list, Mahindra and Tata. And then there's another drop-off to the next automakers on the list, Honda and Toyota. But this gives you a good look at the top automakers in India. Speaking of sales, Volkswagen sold a record 10.74 million vehicles globally in 2017, which is a 4.3% improvement compared to 2016. And that makes it the largest automaker in the world. Well, maybe. About 200,000 of those vehicles were commercial trucks, which Renault-Nissan says shouldn't count towards the total. But that's just because Renault-Nissan wants to be considered number one. It sold a combined 10.6 million vehicles last year, including Mitsubishi, which it acquired last year. And that, of course, would put it just ahead of VW. And in related news, BMW is aiming to take back the luxury sales crown from Mercedes. Harald Kruger, the CEO of BMW, says the company will be number one in the luxury segment globally by 2020. BMW held the top spot for about a decade until 2016, when it was passed by Mercedes. You know, automakers say they don't care about sales titles, but stories like these show that they love to have bragging rights. Still to come, Hella shows off new sensor and lighting solutions at the Detroit Auto Show.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
There's so much uncertainty when it comes to what autonomous and connected cars will be capable of that we're seeing waves of new and innovative technologies. At the Detroit Auto Show, we caught up with the folks at Hella to see its latest in sensor and lighting solutions. Here's Steve Letart, president of the Hella Corporate Center USA, points to, or should I really say taps, sensor technology that should give drivers a little more peace of mind when they're away from their vehicle.
One of the features that we have here that might be interesting is that in addition to the sensors that are seeing objects, it's important also to develop sensors that feel objects. And what we have here is what we call our shake sensor. And this is basically a device that is detecting minute vibrations in the vehicle. And the reason why it's interesting is, as you can imagine here, when you have some type of collision of a minor event, you don't pick up that in certain with your airbag control module, let's say. So you might have a very small vibration that you pick up, which is maybe someone scratching a vehicle or very light detents. That might be interesting for someone, because if you think about in the case of an auto, of a basic car sharing situation in which a vehicle is out for several days and has six different drivers, the car comes back, has a scratch in the mirror, and of course nobody's responsible for that. In this case, you could actually set this up so that when you have some type of small collision, you can actually do a timestamp and know exactly when that occurred. And then you know exactly who the person was that had the damage. Or even thinking beyond that, if you already have the presence of cameras surrounding the vehicle, when you have that type of alert, you could actually activate the cameras, take pictures of everything in the environment, catch a license plate, and maybe know who actually did the damage overall.
That's just a small taste of our Detroit Auto Show coverage. And if you'd like to see more, you can check out all our videos on our website, autoline.tv, or on our YouTube channel. Automakers are equipping factories with more advanced technology to help reduce costs and improve efficiency. But at Audi, it's using ideas from workers to make manufacturing more efficient. The company has set up a formal process for workers to make suggestions, and if they are chosen, the employees are financially rewarded. Last year, the automaker implemented nearly 15,000 suggestions, which the company says it helped save it over 100 million euros at two of its plants in Germany. You know, there are a number of automakers that have similar practices in place, but it just goes to show that while most of the ideas are small, simple solutions, they can really add up to some real savings. Coming up next, why the Ward's Auto staff picked the Ford Mustang's V8 as one of the best engines in the market.
Lear Kinexis is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Every year, the editors at Ward's Auto choose the 10 best engines in the market, and that's the topic on Autoline this week. We're joined by some of the staff from Ward's, and in the following clip, they talk about why they chose the 5-liter V8 in the Ford Mustang GT as one of the best engines you can buy.
460 horsepower. How much more do I have to say? It makes all the right sounds. Low-end torque, upper-end torque, it's all there. And this same engine also appearing in the F-150, very versatile. And get this, we were getting like 26 miles per gallon in a Mustang, and I don't think any of us were driving it terribly gently either. So, engineering behind this. This is the 5-liter V8, which we had on our list a number of years ago. I think in the Boss 302, when it was making 444 horsepower, and now at 460, with the addition of direct injection with port injection. Very interesting, which was something that only Toyota was doing, and now Ford is very heavily into it as well, and I think Bob had a lot of experience with that engine.
Yeah. Got to drive it, here in Michigan, but also on the drive program that they did out in California, and, just a tremendous engine. When you put it in drag strip mode and launch it, you're at beyond legal velocity before you get to third gear.
Yeah. And it's a 10-speed automatic.
Yeah.
10-speed automatic.
I
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Breaking the law and seven more gears to go.
That's a breaking, yeah. And we're talking, you can go to hyperspace for sure. And also, to touch on just a little bit more of the technology, Tom mentioned that they've added the dual fuel injection. This is also the first mass application of the plasma arc spray-in cylinder liner that they did in the 5.2 GT350 Shelby Mustang. Now they've applied it across the board in all of these 5 liters that will go in the Mustang as well as America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup.
And for more about the other engines on that list and why they're winners, you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, Autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. But that's it for today's show. Thanks for watching, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Ward's is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.